The Minister for Finance will ask the Cabinet today to lift restrictions on bankers' pay. It would see everyone working for banks, which were bailed out by the taxpayer, getting bonuses of up to €20,000. The half a million euro a year pay cap for Bank of Ireland, which is no longer any state holding, is also expected to be scrapped. Executives at AIB and Permanent TSB, which still have a majority state share, will have the cap lifted when that share reduces. Taxpayers gave the banks a net total of €45.7 billion. Well, this move on bonuses was welcomed earlier on the programme by John O'Connell of the Financial Services Union. We're joined now from our Radio na Gaeltacht at the studio in na Dorrigbaga by Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson. Piers Doherty, you're welcome to the programme. You don't welcome it.
No, I think this is a kick in the teeth to struggling households. I think in the year that is in it, Audrey, the year that's seen record fines be issued to AIB and Bank of Ireland for their part in relation to the tracker mortgage scandal, where we know that over 320 properties were taken from people wrongly, where over 40,000 customers had money, hundreds of millions taken out of their accounts wrongly in terms of overcharging, where the central bank tells us that this wasn't an historic issue, but that AIB continued the breaches right up until March of this year, that the parting gift of the Minister for Finance is to tell the senior executives in that bank and indeed other banks that there will be no pay cap restrictions into the future. And I think it's tone deaf to the scandal that we have seen, the fact that there has not been a change in culture in the banks, and also to the fact that we are in the middle of a cost of living crisis, and yet this is what the Minister seems to prioritise.
Do you welcome the reintroduction of the bankers' bonuses? John O'Connell didn't call them bonuses, he called them variable pay rewards, and he said it was ordinary bank workers who had no part in anything you've just been talking about there. They've been impacted by the restrictions since the mid-noughties. Their starting salary could be as low as 27,000 with no potential to improve their income. And they're in line for these up to 20 grand a year bonuses.
Well, first of all, we recognise that particularly clerical workers within the financial services start on a modest salary, a low salary of 26,000 euro. And we think that there is scope. These banks are profitable, remember. There is scope to ensure that those who work in our financial institutions are adequately paid. But we also have to set this in context. And let's be very clear about this here. The demand for the reintroduction of the bankers' bonuses, which was particularly led out by the CEO of Bank of Ireland before she left, and also by the lobby group headed by Brian Hayes, isn't about clerical workers behind your desk when you go into a bank, if you can actually go into a bank these days. It's actually about more senior executives. And the reality is that people who work behind those desks, taking cash or paying out payments aren't in line for 20,000 euro payments. This is not the time to be into reducing bankers' bonuses. There are issues in relation to other types of assistance, like childcare, for example, that can be signed off by the minister on a one-to-one basis. Indeed, AIB and Bank of Ireland actually paid out 1,000 euro to much of their staff earlier this year, and that was done with the support of the Minister for Finance. So there are ways to do this, but let's get real about this here. This is about a demand from the very senior levels of banks to reintroduce bonus for those on high ends. And that's who will be benefiting from this 20,000 euro if the minister goes ahead with it. And, you know, when you couple that to the fact that the minister is saying to AIB and Permanent TSB, which we still own a majority shareholding, mm-hmm. which we have pumped 45 billion euro into these banks that we haven't got back yet, including Bank of Ireland and Anglo, in terms of overall capitalisation, that he's about to say that he doesn't mind what amount of money is paid to CEOs or senior executives in the future. I think that is just completely tone deaf. He's trying to link this to the shareholding that the state has within the bank. But at the time when these limits were applied, it was also about the culture, the reckless behaviour within the banks. And I put it very, very strongly, and I say this on behalf of the 40,000 people who had their money taken from them wrongly, which not one single banker has been held to account, where some of this harm was carried out right up until 7 months ago, that this is not the time. And this is completely wrong to actually say to them that the reward that they're going to have as the minister exits the Department of Finance is that their pay will go to whatever level that the board believes. I think it is completely wrong and, as I said, tone deaf to the struggles.
You're talking about the lack of accountability for the mortgage tracker scandal. We obviously, four bankers were jailed for their part in the fraud earlier in 2008, round about that time. But in terms of those people who support the reintroduction of the elimination of the pay cap and the reintroduction of bonuses. They say, you'll know the argument, it will make us more competitive in attracting the best people to head up the banks here. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I listened to John O'Connell on the FSU when he said it's up to the minister in relation to the pay cap. Let me make this clear. The FSU made a submission to the Minister for Finance just a couple of weeks ago in their pre-budget submission and argued that the pay cap would remain, made it clear that there is no evidence that this impacts on people being retained or recruited into the banks compared to other financial institutions that don't have a pay cap. The Central Bank in 2019 says that the pay cap should remain, that they had that it's not just pay that attracts and motivates individuals. And we have been able to see in recent times that we've been able to fill the most senior positions in AIB and other banks with a pay cap there. So again, there's no sense to this. It doesn't make any sense. There is a serious issue here in terms of the behaviour at senior levels in terms of banks.
But Piers Doherty, if you were finance minister, which could happen after the next election, would you direct banks in whom the state doesn't have a share how much they can pay their executives?
Well, first of all, there is a relationship framework between these banks. These banks wouldn't have existed. And the only bank we're talking about in this situation is Bank of Ireland, because the shareholding is now gone. But this bank wouldn't have existed if it wasn't for the support that Irish taxpayers have given them. And what I want to see is the culture of the bank change. So in a situation where we see the largest ever fine issued to Bank of Ireland for the pain and suffering that it caused, not something that happened a decade ago, but happened just up to 10 months ago, then I would not be saying to that bank, by the way, now you can pay your senior executive whatever you want. That is not acceptable in my terms. I think the minister is completely wrong in relation to what he's doing. I think he's tone deaf in relation to what he's doing.
So you would direct a privately run bank how they pay their senior executives?
Well, first of all, Audrey, that is the law at this point in time. The law is, and the relationship framework between the banks and the Minister for Finance is that is what is taking place at this point in time. And it is linked to the culture that is there. This doesn't come as any surprise to me that the Minister for Finance is doing this, because I have said, and I've believed for quite a while, that he wants the banks to return to normality. But normality, in his view, is that there is excessive pay, that there is no limitations in the pay, despite the fact that this taxpayer has pumped in billions of euro into these banks. And also that bonuses will return. The problem he has is that it requires the support of the Oireachtas to actually allow for bonuses to return of over 20,000 euro. But let me make this clear. I believe that this is just the first step in actually going to that point.
Thank you very much indeed. Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, joining us from our Na Dhiribhiaga studio in Donegal.